their son, David. And since this is the real Columbus Day, it must be my dad's birthday. So, happy birthday. When I was asked to say a few words, I sort of flashed on a bunch of vignettes, mental snapshots of moments sitting with my father in various places. And I think I'll focus, as the evening's gone on, what I thought I would say has morphed a bit, so I think I'll focus on a couple in particular. One of them is sitting on the couch when I was five, and I was looking at the newspaper, and there was a picture of Richard Nixon smiling in the newspaper. And I wanted to know why this man was smiling. And, of course, the answer was a fairly long, I think, no doubt, discourse on the Vietnam War. And I said, well, we have to figure out what to do about this and develop a plan. I'm sure I didn't say it quite that way, but develop a plan for ending this war. And he said, well, okay, I'll get a piece of paper and a pen and we'll write it down. And so that began a long process that evening of writing down the way in which the war could come to an end, including taking swords, chopping bombs in half, and then throwing the swords overboard from military ships so that they would go to the bottom of the ocean. That then ultimately wound up in some magazine, with some drawings from some older kids that were added to it. So that was one of the vignettes. Now, what came to me sort of listening tonight, I hadn't known, I think, till I heard Phyllis Reed Howard's letter that he had sent about this op-ed about Hiroshima. But in any case, the thing that came to me as I was listening to what Howard wrote was the image of the mimeograph machine in my grandparents' basement. And that mimeo machine was there. It was a permanent edifice and used all the time still into my grandparents' 60s and 70s, I'm sure. And in a sense, I think one of the things, one of the seeds that was planted, that my father planted with me certainly, was a sense of wanting to make the world right. And I'm still writing all kinds of policy papers telling people what to do that to this day. But there was a strong sense of that, and it came back to me through that mimeo machine in a concrete sense. And I began, the thought that flashed for me tonight was that there's this notion in the tradition of the distinction between keva and kavanah, between something that we do repeatedly in the tradition, the davening that we do over and over and over again, that's the same over and over again. On the one hand, in kavanah, the sense of intention and really pouring one's spirit into what one is doing. And I think there's no question about the way in which you have provided the kavanah, and some of it comes from that anger, which has its many sides. But I think there's also a way in which certainly what you've given me is a sense of the keva as well. And that mimeo machine, for me, embodies it. This sense that justice in the world and a sense of making the world right is something that we have to keep turning to try to do it, and we can't let go of doing that. So, happy birthday again. I also have an introduction to make of the next person, and just one more vignette of sitting somewhere, and that was in the early days of Verbrangen. Sitting on cushions, sitting on couches, And there's a photograph, which I think made it onto the book cover of one of your books, I think The Bush is Burning probably, of me with my head resting against your shoulder on, I think, your big orange sweater. And probably out of a sense both of boredom and coziness. And that was another place in which the seeds were given to me, sitting in those places. And the part of what was there, part of the seeds, were the beautiful tunes that still ring in my ears of David Schnaer.
Anyone else here a member of Jews for Urban Justice in the late 60s? Raise your hand. Stand up. Okay. Verbrengeners, stand up. Those of you who are Verbrengeners, past, present, future. It was the author that drew me to Washington. When I was at Rutgers, involved in political activities, we had a Jewish Fellowship for Action and the New Brunswick Chavura. And then I graduated, and what was I going to do? And I remember this article in Ramparts and the photo of Arthur, this beautiful black beard, beret, the Jewish Che. And I said, I'm going to Washington. You know, and I knew a little bit about Jews for Urban Justice and the work of Mike Tabor and others, and of course the Freedom State at that time in 1969. So this is a song that reminds us of an event that took place in December of 1970, where 13 of us got arrested. This was a protest at the Soviet embassy, former Soviet embassy, on 16th Street, protesting the Leningrad trials. How many of you remember the Leningrad trials? We went out the first night of Hanukkah, members of Jews for Urban Justice, and we did a little protest. It was very nice, but there was no police. There was no media there. We went across the street. We smashed our candles against the fence, and the guards started coming and yelling and screaming at us, and we started dancing off, and they yelled out, "Who's your leader? Who's your leader?" And Arthur said, "God." Well, we regrouped, and we realized, well, what did we really accomplish? There was no media. What did we do for our brethren in the former Soviet Union? And so we decided to do a little organizing and come back the eighth night. Thank God there are eight nights to Hanukkah to plan something a little more effective. So we got in touch with all the media, we got in touch with our friends, and we went back the eighth night, and there were about 100 of us there, and of course the police were out in force, the executive police, and also the paddy wagons were around the corner, and anyone else was arrested? Anyone else? Oh, no, I know in general, but not that night. So 13 of us, 12 men and one woman. Okay, and there were two paddy wagons, one for the guys and one for her. this song, I prepared the song for us to use that evening during that protest. And little did I know that we'd be singing it mostly in jail that night. And most of those who were arrested were the attorneys in the group as well. So, Le David Mizmor. לדוד מזמור חסד ומשפט השירה לך אדוני הזמרה חסד ומשפט השירה לך אדוני הזמרה חסד ומשפט השירה
Justice, I will sing to you, Adonai, I'll sing praises of love and justice. I will sing to you, Adonai, I'll sing praises of love and justice. I will sing to you, Adonai, I'll sing praises of love and justice. I will sing. To you, Adonai, I'll sing praises. Le David is more.
I added something to it.
Le David is more. Of poets and prophets, I will sing. To you, Rebart, I'll sing praises. Of poets and prophets, I will sing. To you, Rebart, I'll sing praises. Of poets and prophets, I will sing to you, Rebart. To you, Rebart, will sing praises. Of poets and prophets, I will sing. To you, Rebart, will we will sing praises. A little of me.
One more. So this, a year or so later, I guess it would be a year later, a few months later, I forget exactly when some of these events took place, there was the Trees for Vietnam campaign. Okay, some of you might remember that, where Jews for Injustice and other members of the community, and now also the Verbrengen community, planted a tree on the Capitol grounds. It was a pear tree, which I think is still there. We haven't visited. You know, if we plant a whole forest there, maybe that'll help things out a little. So Art asked me if I could compose something for that ceremony. So some of you know it, please join along. Eitz Chaim hi l'machazikim ba. Eitz Chaim hi l'machazikim ba. Eitz Chaim hi l'shalom. Eitz Chaim hi l'shalom. so much I could say about his contribution to my life and to the life of so many of my friends and others in the Washington area. I have something I'd like to just share. Jeff said it's okay. And I do want to just say just how wonderful it is to see Shoshana and David again. Because of the memories of them sitting with their dad, you know, at the services. David might have been a little bored at times. Shoshana was totally into it. are just wonderful memories from those early days when we all felt we were birthing something. We were giving birth. We were all wrestling. We were all birthing. I think everyone here has done great. And give yourselves a round of applause, too. This is composed by Yocheved Mintz, the president of Ohala, on behalf of the board of Ohala. And I'd like to read part of it. And I think she's nearby, Pam, if you're nearby. Pam Fradman-Bau, also a president of Ohala and the administrative director, will share this. So it reads, Ish Chazon, a man of vision, Mi Yimtza, like Isaiah pushing and prodding our people towards a world repaired. Your pen, sharp as a sword, cutting to the core of matters like a plowshare, turning and tilling till seeds of hope and sprouts of ideas are spread throughout the world. Like Nachshon, the first to test the waters, like Shimshon, bringing down the foe.
Driven by passion, fueled by faith, fearing none but the one. Like Aaron, seeking to unite, but a gadfly, you bet, and a maverick, too. No one doubts you're an A number one Jew, through and through. Surely the copious work of your hands and inspired words of your heart are treasures for all peoples, for they all point to shalom, salam, shanti, pachem, peace.
Yom Huledet Sameach, Arthur, and thank you for all you've given to so many.
Love you, Arthur.
I love you. I said you were my Rebbe long ago. You remember. Thank you.
Good evening, everybody. I'm Lynn Iser, and... You know, somebody mentioned earlier about looking back over your life, and I'm sure that this is true for many of us as we sit here and we think back to when we first met Arthur or when we first learned of Arthur and where we have traveled on our journeys of our lives since then. And now that I look around this room in this city, I'm just so incredibly pleased with the journey my life has taken, and part of it is certainly due to Arthur. So I want to say a bit about how I first met Arthur. I was living in Northern California, and I was a young woman in my early 30s and beginning to think about settling into a more deeper place in my life and wanting to connect with my Judaism. And having a lot of doubts about Judaism, because I had a lot of doubts about Judaism and what I had grown up with, which was good, but it wasn't enough. It certainly wasn't enough. And I started hearing about the stuff about the Shalom Center and nuclear arms and how to, and the work that the Shalom Center was doing to create a safer world. And I thought, wow, I didn't know that Jews did that kind of stuff. And it was the way that really brought me back into Judaism. It was one insight that Judaism could really be a way for us to live our lives when I thought that I was living my life so fully at that time. And so thank you very much. And I think that that's a story you've probably never heard from me, and it's a very small tidbit of just learning about the Shalom Center, one person very far away. And I think about all the people that have probably been touched by your writings and have taken very small steps to become who they are today and in the path of their lives that you have touched, Arthur. So thank you. And I'd like to now introduce Rabbi Sean Zevit.
Arthur is such a wonderful kisser. You know, it's like you need to offer that moment for those juicy love smooches to come through. And I'm really honored to have been given a space here with you tonight, because I think it's a testimony to that love beyond smooches, but that includes that someone's vibrancy to keep engendering that throughout their life. You know, we've heard a certain time period referred to. I don't want to, you know, misrepresent. We've known each other for 15 years, exactly the numerical value of, yeah. And, you know, I think our connection, you know, really is like we met in the God field, you know, fell in love very quickly that way. And a testimony to you that love keeps engendering itself with relationships that are, you know, still finding its way in your life and love. So the two pieces I wanted to say happy birthday to you with were the first liturgical piece that I ever worked on, really just using traditional nusach, but thanks to your words, opened up Nishmat Kol Chai to me, and it's the one that you invited tonight. So you can join me in the breath and the words, the ancient melody, that you are timeless and of this moment.
Join me, we and you.
So that's the gift you gave me 15 years ago when I came here, and my birthday gift to you is to imagine you waking up one morning and what your prayer would be, and to offer you the words that I imagine you would offer. I wake up each morning longing for you. Praying this day before me will be filled with your truth. Some days I'm calling for justice and love. Some days I'm falling in the midst of your cloud, and I wake, and I pray, and I ache for you, and I wake, and I pray, and I ache for you. Precious and fleeting, this moment in time, eternal, unending, each moment sublime. And I wake, and I pray, and I ache for you. And I wake, and I pray, and I ache for you. Wake up each morning, longing for you, dear God. Praying this day before me will be filled with some truth. Some days I'm calling for justice and love. Some days I'm falling in the midst of your cloud, and I wake, and I ache, and I pray for you, and I wake, and I pray, and I ache for you, God. I wake, and I pray, and I ache for you, and I wake. And I pray, and I wait for you.
I'm Shoshana Wasco. I'm Arthur's daughter. Before I say the few words I want to say for myself, I want to acknowledge the other children of our family, Marissa and Jason, who are here tonight, and Michael and Josh, who couldn't be, who all wish you their love and happy birthday wishes as well. And Keturah, I'm sorry, and Keturah, who all of whom couldn't be here, but wish you very much happy birthday along with us. I have to add one thing I wasn't going to say, which is the image of the mimeograph in Granddad and Honey's basement, and the image of you stapling ADA mailings together on the kitchen table brought to mind the image of us sitting in our living room on Wyoming Avenue filling envelopes with political mailings. And the idea that that activity has always been at the core of our family from generation to generation. About 10 or 15 years ago, Dad mentioned to me in passing that two other daughters of Institute for Policy Studies fellows had also become pediatricians, like myself. And I laughed. And he said, "What's so funny?" And I said, "Well, you all chose to try and change the world. And we chose to try and change this little corner of it." And really, I think that while I chose and some other children of political activists have chosen to focus in a much smaller way to try and change the world, that the message that I received from you as I grew up was that it was incumbent upon me to do something to change the world. And one of the joys of life is that hopefully what we teach will come back to us. And it was really with great pleasure this spring that we had an exchange of emails when Dad was slightly despairing of the Democratic primary process and not sure that, in fact, Obama was going to win the nomination. I sent him an email back after he sent me an email saying, "Don't, you know, really face reality. This may not happen," because I had been a very long-time Obama supporter. And I sent back an email saying, "Dad, it's not enough to say you're worried the world won't go the way you want it to. You have taught me you have to act." And by the next day, he had contributed to my fundraising page on the Obama website and also stepped up your own activism, in fact, in support of the Obama campaign. And it was a very important moment for me that I could, in fact, bring your teaching back to you and that you could be open to learn from me. And I hope that I'm able to pass on to my children both the message that it's not okay to sit and say the world is not a good enough place, but then what must act to change it. And also that I will be open to the teaching that my children have to bring to me. Happy birthday. Our next performer is cantor Jack Kessler.
Thank you. I love you. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Jack. All right, let's sing a little bit. All these nice padded chairs, a little too comfortable. Okay, could we hear a, a little Shlomo. I hear you. jokes. We're going to sing a song. And we want you all to sing along. Welcome to Cantor Kessler's Lonely Hearts Club Band. This is, do you see a song that goes, God Said to Noah?
Yeah.
Okay. We don't have to teach the tune, no? Okay. God said to Noah, the earth's getting hotter, hotter. God said to Noah, the earth's getting hotter, hotter. Yet she is my beloved daughter, daughter, children of the Lord. So rise and shine. Children of the Lord. Words by Arthur. Okay. The people are making my air too smoky, smoky. People my making my air too smoky, smoky. Fix it now and don't be pokey, pokey. Children of the Lord. Let's just do the verses. Skip the chorus a little, okay? If. Ready? Ready? Go. Got the if? If you won't cool down each auto and furnace, you won't cool down each auto and furnace, that heat and smoke will start to burn us, children of the Lord. The ice, it will melt, so there's gonna be a bloody, bloody ice, it will melt, and there's gonna be a bloody, bloody ice.
Quick from Mama Nama, get these engines calmer,
children of the Lord. So Nama rose up to call out a warning,
warning.
Nama rose up to call out a warning, warning. But most folks shrugged. No sign of storming, storming, children of the Lord. So Noah, he built them. He built them an arky, arky, Noah. He built them an arky, arky. He built it up, up. It early, barky, barky, children of the Lord. All right. The animals, they came in by twosie, twosie. Animals, they came in by twosie, twosie. Elephants and kangaroosie, roosie, children of the Lord. And it rained and it poured, for 40, 40, daisy, daisy, rained and it poured. Nearly crazy, crazy children of the Lord. So rise and shine and give God the glory, glory. Rise and shine and give God the glory, glory. Rise and shine and give God the glory, glory. Children of the Lord.
Thank you. Whoop. Thank you. Whoop. It's great. You can have it for you can have it for the movement.
Hi.
Oi, okay, good. Arthur has
many students, many Talmidim, many Chavirim.
Oh, you good people.
We are all those
Arthur
people.
Arthur Maiden. I consider...
We are all those people, all of us. Arthur, I don't know if there's 75 of us left, probably more. We are your candles. We are your candles. Everybody should stand up for a moment and glow. It's been a long night. Yeah, but don't blow.
No, I won't blow. No blowing candles up.
Okay. It's been an extraordinary night, and there's a little bit more to go. Not a lot. It's been so remarkable. I know that the conversation that you and Dan had is something that we will all remember for a long time.
Me too.
The idea of something as spontaneous and deep and reflective and joyous and teachingful as that is just you and he. So much thanks to you both. Arthur is to be owed much thanks, I owe you much thanks, and we all do, for the fact that you have not just brought up students, you have nurtured institutions, you have nurtured organizations and institutions. And the one time that I was ever fired was about 21 years ago, when as associate director of the Shalom Center, Arthur came and said to me, "Jeffrey, I think it's about time that you go out and run your own organization." And that engendered a kind of panic in me. But it also stimulated a further creativity that blossomed into the Shefa Fund. And that has blossomed into the Jewish Funds for Justice. And that's only one example of the kind of fertility that you have engendered. So, Arthur, we all owe you for that. I owe you for that very much. Thank you.
Thank you.
If there is one word that we don't hear very much from Arthur in all of his writings and all of his work, it is Mashiachsite, messianism. Arthur doesn't talk about the Messiah. It's not that he doesn't believe in the Messiah, but he doesn't talk about the Messiah. We don't talk about Messiah. We don't talk about Mashiach. But we may be entering into Mashiach Zeit. But it depends on us. It depends on us. It depends on us. And there is a midrash that says, Hayom, right? Today, it might be tomorrow, it might be November 4th. Yes! And I think that what we have to do is be willing not only to keep turning the mimeograph machine, but we have to accompany that with a faithful willingness to be open to Mashiach Zeit. There's a kind of courage to have hope that has not been with many of us for a long time. Sometimes you talk about that with Bobby Kennedy, and a lot of us feel that way, that it has been that long. So one of the things that I want to suggest to us as a present to you and a gift to ourselves is that we have the courage to have that hope, that Mashiach Zeit could be the result of the work that we are all doing that you have taught us to do. Mm. Happy birthday, Arthur.
Thank you.
So I want to introduce now Reb Zalman Schachter Shlomi, who is also a teacher of ours, all of us. He is our Zaidi, and Arthur maybe in our that sense is our Abba. Zalman.
Jeffrey. All right, I'll keep that in mind. I mean, the explicit as well as the implicit. I'll keep it in mind.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. This is to be a real sacred occasion. That's the reason why I put the tallis on. Because I want to come from this place where I can greet you and wish you well and make a mishaber for you and all that. But first, I want to review with you a little bit about when it was that I first, without knowing you, seeing you, fell in love with you, and that was when I read Ramparts, your Freedom Seder. And it was so wonderful because I copied it out and shared it with people and so on and so forth. And then I got in touch with you. I'm so glad that you didn't go to Hebrew school, that you weren't contaminated by Rashi and Midrash and so on, that every time you can look at scripture, you can see it fresh and new. And that's such a wonderful thing. That's a special talent, a gift that God has given you. So, and then when you give us your eyes to see scripture that way, it is wonderful. Because you come with a fresh look at the tradition, and it was not so influenced by the spin of the past that was put on our tradition by the people of the halachic hegemony. So I'm very delighted. I think back at the time when I sat in when you had your Sunday school with the Fabrengen. What a wonderful thing Fabrengen had been. Max and Esther and you and David Schneier. And I still remember Lecha Dohodi, Likat Kahala, how we danced around in that old building that you had. So that was wonderful because before became the stories of that cheder at that time. And I go back to the time of the meeting that we had, the 10th yard site of Martin Buber. For me, this was a very important step and a challenge to get past giving a paper on Buber and doing a lot more about how do we do the I Thou, and I'm grateful to you for this opportunity that you created. That was about the time that we moved from Winnipeg to Philadelphia. I am so glad that you have been given that far-sighted vision and that you saw things, and what you didn't like about the future, you talked about that, and they didn't like what you were telling about because they were threatened in the status quo, and you're not a status quo person. You're a revolutionary. And those things that you were talking about, how we have to create an accommodation with our cousins, they couldn't understand. They wanted to silence you. And there's this wonderful sentence in the Tanakh that says, don't tell your prophets not to prophesy. And you had to do that, and this was good. You saw this become a reality. And just to make sure that it won't be forgotten, you added to Avram Yitzchak also the Yishmael. Thank you for that. Reb Ayyam, bless you. I don't want to make a long maisa about this because people don't want to watch a talking head. But this talking head is so delighted thinking back about your cell phone telephone call when you were in the cell in Washington for demonstrating. You continue Heschel's tradition of the kind of protest in the sense of protestare, to testify for, not so much as against us, to testify for a truth, a peace, a shalom. And for your contribution to the Kalot and for the time we were together in Aleph, and the Shalom Center and the time when we are parallel in our work. This is all beautiful. How many times I've quoted you about Hilchas Lemashicha, Don't wait for Mashiach to come to set up the halacha of Mashiach. Make it hilchase lim Mashiach, the halacha we need to practice right now in order to bring us to Mashiach. Yasher koach for that. I want you to know that you leave behind a fantastic legacy, people who were influenced by you, the people, the bridges that you bridged all over between so many communities, and all with heart and with vision. So for the next 45 years to 120, I want to make the bracha. Mishaberach, Avotenu Avraham Yitzchak veYaakov, Mishabercha et Imotenu Sarah Rivka Ochel veLea. Hu Yevarech, Hi Tevarech, et Rab Avraham Yitzchak Yishmoel. Bavu, Shehu Chag et Chag הלידה שלו של 75 שנה, בשכר זה הקדוש ברוך בבו שעסק בענייני הקהל צורך הציבור של אמונה ובעת השלום והאמת. בשכר זה הקדוש ברוך ישמרי ויצלי מכל צר וצוקו וירח יום ושנוסף בנעים ביחד עם אשתו החבודה פיליס ונאמר אמן.
אמן.
So, my name is Joanna Katz. And Arthur has been my friend and teacher and ally for many years. And I think he's probably been the ally of a lot of us for many years. So, Arthur Love. And I'm going to offer yet another blessing for Arthur, so if we could all incline and open our hearts in this moment to Arthur. I want to wish for you that the long and many years ahead be filled with great health, tremendous joy, a pervasive sense of ease, and deep peace. And that as those qualities manifest for you, the realizations of your heart mind will flow into that great well of sacred wisdom that supports all of us as we do the very difficult work that Jeffrey was alluding to of opening our hearts and working for the conditions of freedom and justice in our own lives, so that we can manifest that, those qualities for our loved ones, so they too can manifest those qualities for freedom and justice in their lives, and so that the great wave can go out to all beings everywhere, far and near, high and low, like us and not like us, so that all of the conditions that make love possible will grow. V'nomar, amen.
Amen. Amen, amen. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
What? Yeah. Oh, I'm supposed to say something about it. Well, I hadn't expected this to be an answer to Jeffrey Dacro's proposal, but there's this great Yiddish song, which I have really come to love, which says, stop worrying about next year, next year, next year, someday, someday. This very year, Mashiach comes. So you'll find it on one of these white sheets. And it says at the top, Shneur Leperla, and with the Western alphabet, the Yiddish, and then in still Western alphabet, English. That more or less, well, it does fit the tune, and it is a slightly, but only very slightly, Midrashic translation of some of it. So that's what the assembled singers are going to do, and the whole idea is that we join in along with them. If you don't know it already, catch the melody. If you do know it, join in right away. Thank you. Before we do this, I need to say one thing. It's very short, yeah? It's pretty short. And you can join me for this too. Baruch atah Yah Eloheinu Ruach HaOlam Shehechiyanu V'kiyamanu V'hegiyanu Lazman HaZeh.
Somewhere on your printed sheets.
Kommen zuvor als ein guter Jahr. Wetter kommen zu Reit, als ein guter Zeit. Wetter kommen zu Geld, wenn ein Lied in der Zisroe anstehen. So the English, ribbons, pearls, so the story's told. Mashiach ben David flies a flag of gold, raises a wine cup in his right hand, gives his blessings upon every land. Comes well fed, good harvest ahead. If he's coming by right, we'll follow his guide. If he comes by foe, in the land we'll take a rule. Shnira la pera la gilder and fall. Mashiach the David, the oil of Mer Halka Beth, in the rest of the Mata Brocha, open out the land. Oh,
Thank you so much. Hi, how are you?
I want you to know I came specially to be here on a plane
from
Montreal.
And wow.
Love you, and
thank you for
even though we haven't seen each other much lately, you're always in my thoughts.
Thank you.
And many good years.
Thank you.
And what a wonderful thing to share this with you tonight.
Thank you. I'm really glad you were here. Thank you. Hi, how are you?
I'm so glad to have been here, Arthur.
Wondering if 10 of us could join us in the corner right here. So we can do that. Could you hear me? Could you hear me, Marcia? We need 10 folks up here to say, so some folks can say Kaddish. For Avelim. Just right here. Right here. Right here. Right now.